Should wolves be used to help control chronic wasting disease? David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. I talked with retired professor of veterinary medicine at Texas A&M University, Dr. Don Davis.
4 per 1,000 in wild deer across the United States. There's a little more CWD test positives in deer than there is in elk. There's very few moose. There's only been like 3 or 4 moose in the whole wide world diagnosed with CWD. They were test positive.
Since 1995, when they were first introduced into Yellowstone National Park, wolves have been a topic of controversy among sportsmen as well as the non-hunting public. The gray wolf is an apex predator that primarily feeds on deer, elk, moose, and other ungulates, and they can positively influence the balance of these prey species with their habitat. Recently, some scientists have speculated using wolves to help control the spread of chronic wasting disease, but is that realistic? No, says Kip Adams, who has almost 20 years of experience working with CWD and is currently the chief conservation officer for the National Deer Alliance. He says wolves are great predators where they live. They certainly can take out the weaker and sicker animals. So in those areas, they may help limit the spread of CWD a little bit, but that is not going to solve our CWD problems. Even in areas where wolves live, hunters and state agencies are the only ones that will be able to do that. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.